Hi, everyone. Well, this is the Creation Lightship Wednesday Healing Show. And the day today is the 30th of May, and we're in the year 2018. So let's clear this from everybody, this energetic cording of timelines. So here we go. In fact, I'll do two of them here. I'll do one of the timeline that you woke up into, and then I'll do the timeline right now. And just see if you can feel a change in your body. So when you woke up this morning, here we go, clearing this timeline. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And we'll clear the timeline right now. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. So it's possible you woke up with maybe worry, and now you're dealing with stress. So if that's the case, we'll clear away the worry timeline that you experienced when you first woke up. So here we go, clearing that. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And the timeline now of stress, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And if you have a situation going on, something is happening to you or something wants you desperately to have dramas and traumas and or physical pain, we'll clear that from you. So think of something. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And let's bring up the light bean or beans on your monitor screen or screens. So here we go. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, there's been a lot of battles happening recently, and because of the fact that, you know, there's not much reprieve, I took everybody offline, so you're now on R&R, so you're no longer fighting. If you definitely want to stay in, you can, but I'd say most of you are now having some R&R because it's been pretty intense. And here we go. So let's clear away if you have any traumas from fighting. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Okay. So we'll bring on our co-host tonight. So are you there, Michelle?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yep, loud and clear.
Ron, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yep, you're coming through. I got you.
Okay, great. Hi, and welcome everybody to the Creation Lightship Show Wednesday night. I was just going through some emails, so sorry I'm a little bit late to get on. We do have some really cool stuff in here, so thank you for the update on that, Ron. I heard just the very end of what you were saying. And let's see here. So our first question is something about walk-ins. I think there was a discussion about it on a previous show recently. And what this says is, I'm still uneasy about the walk-in thing where another spirit comes in and the original leaves. Could you talk about this concept? It doesn't feel real to me, more like a New Age concept.
Well, typically that really should not happen. It does happen for animals, you know, pets and animals. But for people, typically what would happen would be the person's spirit only contracted to be in the body, we'll just say hypothetically for 10 years, just a particular number. And then its time was up. And then someone else would come in, another spirit from your same soul family would come in because they wanted to continuously use your body. So they didn't want to start from the diaper stage, you know? So then from there, another spirit could come in from your soul family and take over and have a completely different life path. Because remember, when you're born into a body with your spirit, you have your, what you call, what I call your natal chart, you know, you can have, you know, that read by, you know, people who are in the business or just who are very good at doing that, you know, you're doing the astrology. So that's what a walk-in would be. Typically, it's just because they don't want the body to die. Or they could say, well, the body's in pretty bad shape and it's in a lot of misery. And, you know, the person has a lot of relatives and family. And so we'll just keep the body around for maybe another 20 years to have everybody else suffer. And instead of having the person die, the body's still here and the suffering goes on and is passed on to all the family members and relatives. Because you're always thinking about that person, and maybe you wish that they would die, but, you know, you got to keep, tabs on them and stuff, which kind of harms you. That's what the dark side does. So then people do have term near-death experience, so that would typically be they died to me. They died and then the body got revived, so that's not really a near-death. But the body died and then it got, you know, restored, jump started, and then something else came in. And then that also is a way to use the same body without it being, terminated or dying. And then the person would have another completely different life with that body. So I guess that probably answers the question, I guess. So back to you. I can talk about the animal. So yeah, if you have an animal, maybe your dog or cat just died or died recently, and you want to get another dog or cat, so you could, you know, go and get another one and then ask to have your spirit of your last pet or animal, dog or cat, go into the new one, and they can share the body with that. Maybe they don't want to leave, I don't know, but, you know that could happen. So then you're with your the same spirit in a different body. So back to you, Michelle.
Wow, very interesting. Yeah, it's kind of fascinating. I hear stories about people that they have died, and then they feel they came back, and they feel renewed with life, but it makes you wonder, you know, did you get a whole new download or something? So that's interesting to know that it is a possibility, though.
Yeah, I had that with a blue jay. So this blue jay was all around doing fancy dives and stuff and coming really close to me and, it, you know, feeding the peanuts and stuff. And then it somehow it vanished the next year, and then another batch of blue jays came, and sure enough, there's one doing very similar things as a younger bird, being very friendly and actually a little more vocal. So that was kind of interesting to see that happen. So yeah, it must have come into a bird and knew where I was to get its peanuts. So, and it wasn't intimidated or afraid. So that's kind of neat. So back to you.
Okay. Well, thank you. Yeah, I don't really know what else to say about that. I had heard of the concept years ago. So it's not a bad or scary thing, is it? What happens to the original spirit?
Well, that's hard to say where it goes to.
Huh.
You know, if you're dealing with soul family stuff, then the dark side has it, and, you know, it's gone. Unless you did a clearing on it to take it out of the system of the darkness. But, you know, regardless, that would have happened anyway.
Right.
So back to you.
Yeah. Okay. So let's see here. Another question. Can pictures of people that I have in my room see me?
What's that again?
The person's wondering if pictures of people that they have, like in their room or their house, if they can see them as well, if they're if they're connecting to them.
Well, if they see the picture, yeah, you are connecting to that person on a timeline, yes.
Yeah, but they can't actively see the person whose room that they're in, can they?
Well, the person is dead. The person, the emotional body, could come into that picture and look out of the eyes, of course. Yeah, just like it does with body hopping. So yes, it could be peeping on you or whatever, you know. Some people have actually seen the eyes move on a picture that they have on their wall, and they felt that it was real.
Oh, how bizarre. Well, that's another good reason to do the emotional clearing for people, like if they're your family members or you have their photo, so that it's not here anymore.
Yep.
Yep. Wow, that is very interesting. It always pays to ask, but I hadn't really considered that at all. Okay, Ron, so we have a question, and this is about the FaceTime crash. It says, on your website, you have given instructions on what to do and what not to do when running the FaceTime crash, and I need a few clarifications on that one. You have mentioned that we should not run any other clearing while doing the FaceTime crash. The only clearing we could run in parallel would be the auric field protection. But they are also wondering if there's just a few more. So they wrote them here. Is it okay to also run the following while doing the FaceTime crash? The body energy shrink wrap. So that's the one you command out loud.
Yeah, I don't see any problem with that one. Just as long as you're not doing a clearing that entails steps or the timer to work.
They are saying the body energy shrink wrap option on the crown chakra cording disconnection. So that would be a clearing. So you're saying don't run any other timed healings while you're doing that.
That's correct, because you have to come back here.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. And their other one is the Be Here Now clearing, and then also the New Earth transport. So you're saying don't do any clearings that's pulling anything away from you as you're trying to do the space-time crash to bring something back to you?
That's correct, yeah.
Okay.
You just keep it simple and don't do anything. That's strictly that only.
Okay, well, that is good to know. So no doing any clearings where you're pulling something out of you when you're trying to do a space-time crash and bring yourself back to you. What if somebody has done that in the past? Is it a problem? Is there something they can do to fix that?
I wouldn't lose any sleep over it. Whatever is done is done.
Okay. But just going on to the future, that's a good thing to know. Okay. Okay, well, this next one has to do with the healing that you did. I believe it was last Friday. It was really cool. There were several of them, and they had to do with how we felt about our pets and maybe old memories that we had concerning pets. So this person wrote in, you recently did some clearings to help us with the guilt we might be feeling for either being mean to our pets or hurting them when we were kids. I definitely have this guilt. Those animals died many years back. What bothers me the most is that they might not be free now, even after all the suffering they endured when they were alive. Is there a way to help them now? If they have been captured by the dark side, I would like to do something to transport their spirit to the creation light ship or to the new earth. A healer once told me that animals and plants are extensions of Mother Earth's spirit, and that once they die, their spirit goes back to Mother Earth. So it is my understanding that when Mother Earth ascends, they also get to be free. I hope this is true. Kindly share your thoughts on this, please.
Well, that last part is correct. As far as looking for them, where they are now or what they incarnated into, I don't think that's probably a possibility.
You don't think they went into another animal, or you don't think they went to Mother Earth?
Don't know.
Oh, you don't know.
Don't know.
I think on Monday's show, it was something you guys were talking about was something about that when an animal dies, its spirit will go to the creation light ship since it's here and kind of in our orbit. So is that possibly happening?
It all depends what timeline you're on with your pet.
Well, is there any...
If you're in the now timeline, and if you're on the new Earth, then yeah, there'd be no problem with what happens. If you're on a timeline of the law of cause and effect, the old Earth, and there's duality there, then that's when the darkness controls things. So that's kind of the way I would indicate that. So what timeline are you on? And what timeline is your pet on? Back to you.
Okay. Is there any healings that we could do for animals that have died that may or may not be connected to us?
I wouldn't recommend that because you're going into time again. You don't want to be in time. So let the past, you know, be where it is on a timeline. Don't go into that timeline and try to go into something that's already happened, because you're now drawn into that timeline.
Okay, so that would be their spirit. Is there any way to, or is it necessary to, say, take care of their emotional body?
Only if it's recently passed on. The emotional body, I wouldn't deal with it. This is getting very, very mental for me.
Okay.
So you want to be in the now, and that's, you want to be on the new Earth. That's the whole reason why we're doing the more current shows here, is to get people into the new Earth, not talk about the old energies that you lived through your whole life. That won't change. The dark side copy and paste everything. So you could be living your life at the age of 10 right now, because you are choosing to live that life and to bring forth the situations and dramas and traumas maybe at the age of 10. So you're living the age of 10, even though you may be the age of 50. You know, I'm trying to get everybody into the new Earth, into the now, and eliminate the old stuff that you're dealing with. Want to get out of the law of cause and effect. And you have all the tools on the website to do so. And it's up to you, you know, to do that. If not, then you're going to be living in dramas and traumas. So back to you.
Okay. All right. So I'm echoing a little bit. So Ron, the next one, this is a very interesting question. Somebody's wondering, has anyone ever seen a vision of the creation light ship, like the artist who drew the male and female light beings and the source energy symbol, so for the creation light ship insignia? If yes, would that person be able to draw the creation light ship for us?
No, you wouldn't even be able to do that.
Yeah, I think you said once a while ago, it's not like a physical thing that you could say, oh, this is what it is or what it looks like necessarily. Okay. All right. So this next one is about the seven generational clearings. It says, I was looking at a seven generational clearing, and it shows heart-spirit interface body clearing. What does that do? So that's the heart-spirit interface.
it connects the energy of your heart, which should be neutral energy, to whatever you're working with. It's very similar to having your spirit infuse you. So everything is in peace.
Okay, good. Yeah, that's actually a really good clearing. And then they have a second question that says, also, why would the light infusion healing chamber be on the list of generational clearing? What would be the purpose of clearing the light chamber?
You mean on a seven generational clearing?
Yes.
Because it'll go deeper with your situation and clear that out from you. That's in the past. So it's able to take that energy of the light chamber and go into your past genetics to clear things out. Remember, everything that it's done with the clearings and healings are in the present moment.
So it's helping the person that bought it and clearing all the generations back. Well, not, I don't know. It's hard to say clearing necessarily. It's not something you want taken away, but it would clear all the things that would interfere with feeling like you're in the light chamber.
I think that would be a correct statement.
Okay. All right. Well, I hope that answers that for the person. It is suggested to just get the whole life healing of the light chamber because that one feels really good. Very good energy. Okay. So the next one, this is about dreams. People are always wondering about their dreams, you know. So just wondering about continued daily dreams. What happens with them if aliens are still not using them for parallel timeline lives? So I think the question is that we think that the aliens are gone, even though we're actually still in battles right now. But the dreams that people are still having, if they're still having them, are they old things that were set up a while ago, or are they still being created now?
I'd say all of your dreams are old things.
So eventually, if we kind of capture the knowledge of them and write them down in the timeline crash, they will wear out. We'll eventually get rid of all of them. That's what I'm hoping.
That's probably correct. Yes, that's correct.
Oh, good. Okay. And this, it goes on to say, my dreams have always been colorful and feel like real life. And thank you, at long last, my body is improving and able to stand with more balance. Blessings. Yeah, that's great. Yeah, so the more dreams you have, if you can just write down a little snippet of what you see or remember, just a really short description, and put that in the timeline crash boxes under the dreams, you'll eventually get rid of them all because the light beings will be able to, you know, capture those timelines and get rid of them. Okay, I'm not sure. So this one says, did Ron answer this the other day? If you did the spirit in the box last year, should I do it again?
It's up to you.
Do you think it could go deeper or do more for the person?
Yeah, I would say it would, yes. Uh-huh.
Okay. Because I know that, you know, many people are in many different boxes. It's not like you're just in one. You're finding all sorts of, you know, little places that we've kind of been scattered into. Okay, so the next one, Ron, says, regarding pain, hi, Ron, I am able to notice when new death barcodes are placed on me as I suddenly get quite severe back pain. I was wondering, will the whole lifetime pain body clearing help me to clear up the back pain I experience, as I only seem to experience it when I have deaf barcodes on me?
The answer is probably no, because the whole lifetime clearing starts at your current age and goes back into your past. It doesn't work into the future. None of the clearings work in the future, although you can get a clearing after your original one that you had with the unlimited clearing and clear what happened to you in the present moment, and at that point it would be your past. But none of the clearings go into the future because the future is not created. And light is not created. In darkness it is, but the light doesn't work in darkness, doesn't know darkness.
Okay. All right, good to know. Thank you. Okay, so the next one, somebody is trying to sell a piece of land for an estate, and they have cleared already the natal barcode. They've done a space clearing, object clearing, and they're wondering if there's any other clearings that they could use to sell this piece of property.
Well, you want to release it from you. Well, that's energetic cording. You want the land to be released from you. Maybe the land might feel abandoned by you releasing it. So there's a lot of clearings. If it's difficult to sell, you may want to look into, you know, those type of clearings. And you probably want to also clear the ley lines / grid lines that's attached to it also, so it can get a new owner, because you may be corded to that. So another way of stating it, you want to release everything that you can think of that is keeping the land, the real estate attached to you. So back to you.
Okay, great. Thank you. Good suggestion. So clearing the energetic cording to the land. Yeah, very good. So maybe the new owner can feel like it's truly going to be theirs. Okay, well, I only bring this up, Ron, because you did mention it at the start of the show. You said that people are that have been enlisted are now on R&R, but they're wondering, we're still enlisted. We're just not fighting. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, good. So use this time wisely, get a lot of rest, and, we just have to trust that it's all working out well. Okay. Thank you for that update. Okay, so... Oh, the next one says, I missed the first few minutes. What announcement did Ron make? And that is that if you were enlisted, you are on R&R because the battles are very intense. So use this time to just, relax. You're still enlisted, however. Ron will let us know when it's safe to get back in. Okay, so. All right, let's see here. Protecting computers and electronic equipment. Since all electronic equipment is a dark side creation on the old Earth, it's almost impossible to insulate your computer. One key might, have a higher vibration of what's coming in, the same thing that works for you. A lot of technology pushback is happening right now from the nefarious ones because we're using computers to successfully inform and free ourselves. Think of your computer as a robot. Do a nano clearing on your machine. Nanobots are used extensively to infect machines as well as people, pesky little critters. Keeping the light being up on your computer should help. Moving your computer to a new space a few feet away could prevent cording of your machine from the grid lines. And it also says, get away from the habit of being so mental around your computer So do the mind heart drop and chill out around your machine. It does a lot for you. Blessings. Yes. Okay. Thank you, listeners. There's some good suggestions. Okay. All alien parallel lifetime clearing instructions. Her comment about instructions for the clearing. Oh, okay. So I will find that, or we will have one of our moderators try and find that, because I am unfamiliar with instructions about the alien parallel lifetime clearing. So we'll take a look at that later on. Okay. This one says, my daughter keeps repeating the same mistakes over and over again, I guess, in life. They don't go into any detail. What clearings should I run for her?
I think it's that systematic event one. Problematic event.
Problematic?
Yeah, I think that's the barcode one.
Okay, so yeah, there's a problematic event barcode, and then a problematic event whole lifetime clearing. They're very similar. Something, the wording is like that. Would you suggest they do both of them?
Yeah, probably so. Maybe even the mind loop one clearing.
Yes. Interesting. And we don't know. The person could have done the emotional for them. Because maybe they keep getting into these situations. There's some sort of emotional attachment to feeling a certain way. Okay, so the next one says, I am running the alien parallel lifetime removal. I was listening to an archive where Ron recommended doing around 150 lifetimes per century or every 10,000 years. I am not sure how this would be done. There are 10 lifetimes as options per century, and my understanding is to run one lifetime at a time. My question is, how would one run 150 lifetimes per century?
I think we have a tutorial on that we could send them.
Yeah, I think that they're the same person who asked for the tutorial about it. I'm actually not sure where that is, so I'm going to have one of our moderators take a look on that and send it forward. I don't know if you know where it is. It might be on YouTube. I do have this one, however, and what I just do is I just stay within the same century, and I go 1 through 10, and then 1 through 10, and then 1 through 10, and I just keep doing it until I feel like that's not an issue anymore. Just like how we used to do that with the death barcodes, it didn't, the count only went up to 10 or whatever. And so if we had more than 10, we would just go 1 through 10 and then 1 through 6, or if we had 16, something like that. Okay, but we will take a look for the directions on that. Okay, and let's see what else we've got here. Okay, we got a new one. Enlistment, I feel like I'm helping the wounded. Then, but they do not like my cooking. LOL. Oh, maybe they want soup. Okay.
Yeah, you never know, you know. Maybe they don't like those pickled pig's feet, you know?
Yeah, don't serve those anymore. Maybe something else. That's pretty funny. Okay. Well, let's see here. Ron, are there any healings that you have wanted to do or think that we might need? Maybe a energetic rejuvenation?
I don't know. I'll put you in peace, and you can just hold that for 2 minutes here. So here we go. Peace energy coming your way.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And we'll just see if we have some silence here for 10 minutes. I mean, excuse me, 2 minutes. And the 2 minutes will put you really strongly into peace energy. You notice I'm not counting.
I think it's been a minute.
That's probably about 2 minutes, I guess. So back to you, Michelle.
Okay. That was cool. Thank you, Ron. All right. So let's see here. I had an email, but I think I lost it. Okay, here it is. Okay. So I just wanted to announce the new healing sessions for the next month. The Physical Body Rejuvenation Intensive is, there's three Sundays, now they are 6-hour sessions, and Saturday is now the 3-hour sessions. I think that's been that way for a couple months. And, okay, I just need to, there we go. I made all the pictures appear. Okay, so Saturday, June 9th is going to be the Saturday call. And then three Sundays, so the 10th, the 17th.
Kind of TVM, you know?
What's that?
Okay. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, the 10th, the 17th, and the 24th are going to be the three Sundays. So I think this weekend we don't have anything. So visit your local farmer's market. Okay. And let's see if there's anything else. So, you know, I know we may have some newbies, so I just want to go over some of the calls that we have that we, you know, every now and then we just talk about it. It's on the website, but I like to talk about it every now and then because you may think, oh, I don't really know what that is, and maybe you just need to hear about it. So if anybody wants, if they haven't been doing this already, Ron has several what he calls weekly calls. So it's going to be every Tuesday for the month, every Wednesday for the month, every Thursday, and every Friday. Okay? And you can get these in a bundle with the Saturday call and the three Sundays call. So if you click on any one of those, it'll be taken to a page where you can see the different prices for individual or for you and your mate or for you and your family and whether or not you want to do the Saturday or Sunday calls or if you want to do all the calls. And you know what? If you've never done them, it's a great idea to do. So on Tuesday, Ron clears cording. So if you have, let's say you have a sore body part, he's going to say another one of your choice. And you're going to say my sore body part, fill in the blank, whatever that is, because that will be where a cording is. Or it could be where an entity is, or it could be where you've been cloned. So on Tuesday, again, is the cording. On Wednesday, he will give divine water activation to 7 bottles of water that you have filled previously and maybe left them on your counter or whatever. And then for each of the days of the week, you will drink one of those bottles starting like the next day, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, going until next Wednesday. And then on Thursday, he does clone body removal. And so that would be clearing cloned body parts that I guess because they've been cloned out for the past couple of years. So if you've had pain in the body part, it could be that. Or Friday, he does entity removal, so you can name a part that entities may be attracted to because you're experiencing some pain in your body, and they may have had that pain in their body when they were alive, so they would be attracted to you. So that's a really great one, very strong. And if you want to feel these calls, you know, very strongly, it is suggested to lay down and totally relax. They're really nice. Okay. And then if you get a bundle, then you'll also get the Saturday call, which you will also put divine water activation in bottles of water, and also the Sunday call. So that's for newbies. I know all you people who have been doing this for a while go on those calls, and you love it, and it works really good. And now we also have it so that if you are in another part of the world where maybe it's like, you know, midnight and you have to get up the next day, but you want to be on the calls, you can do that absentee. So once you pay for the call, you're on it. And if you want to, you know, let the light beings know exactly which body part you want worked on or what work you want done specifically, you can write a note to them. Dear light beings, please work on my left knee or whatever it is and leave it next to you on the bed. So you're getting all that great work done. Okay. Is there anything I missed, Ron, or anything that was incorrect in what I said?
No, it sounds pretty good.
Okay.
And you know, the most important thing is if you do sense or feel, you know, a healing that's taking place, you feel better, don't look back upon the incident that you have dealt with, you know. Know that it's gone, and you know your body, you know, maybe in the, you know, the fragile point of not understanding why it's better, and so you don't want the mind energy to reconnect to your body to bring that situation back to you. Remember, your mind is your worst enemy. So just knowing that, just know that if you feel better, it's gone. Walk away, Renee, and you're good. Good to go, good to start a new life with your new body without pain or whatever you were dealing with. So back to you.
Yeah, for sure. That's a big thing. And if that is, you know, an ongoing issue, you keep thinking about something that had occurred in the past, the mind loop one clearing, you can put in, hey, I keep thinking about something that used to occur and Ron cleared it. I keep thinking about it. You just write in the body part or whatever, and lo and behold, you will stop thinking about it. It works fantastic. And also the mind loop one is really good if you have like songs stuck in your head. You just write in this song and maybe similar words that you keep singing over and over again, and it goes away. It's fantastic. Okay, so let's see here. Well, just a couple things that people have said in the past about these calls in general. There is a greater feeling of wholeness, lightness, and well-being, along with better overall core energy. And another one says, this is truly deep, miraculous, life-changing healing like no other available anywhere else in my experience. Absolutely true. It's hard to explain to people because, you know, you try to tell them like, hey, you're telling me about something going on in your life, and I'm saying you should do this. You know, it really works, but you're talking to a person's head and they just don't get it. But then if they do it, they're like, oh yeah, then they get it because you absolutely have to experience it. It's amazing. Skin instantly responds, very energizing and healing. So that was about the skin misting water, which Ron will always energize skin misting water. So a little spray bottle of misting water is always good. Yeah, they all look really good. And another one says, I just feel a phenomenal shift in my life. I thank my spirit every day for your mission on this earth. Otherwise, where would we be? We're not going to think about that. Okay. And so now, just as a reminder, Ron, the Sunday calls start at 1 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. So they used to start at 12. Now they start at 1, so it's an hour later.
Yeah, that's a Saturday call, yes.
Uh-huh. Let's see here. Yep. Okay, and the Sunday... Oh, okay. So, yeah, that's 1 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. So the Midwest is going to be 3. Eastern is going to be 4 p.m. And then... Sunday calls start at 11 a.m. Pacific Standard, so 12. Oh, no, I'm sorry. 1 Central and 2 p.m. Eastern. Okay, so that's an hour later than they had previously in years past. Okay. Well, I'm trying to find some more emails. Let's see if we have anything else in here. Okay. So another thing, in case we have any newbies, I just wanted to mention that there are a lot of bundles offered on the website. And I believe if you type in bundles in the search bar, which is right under, or search for healing. Let's see if I type in bundles. Let's see what it says. And the reason I bring this up is because if you want to really clear a lot of things in your life, you can get a lot done by doing the bundles, and it will cost you a little bit less than buying each one individual because some of the bundles are significantly priced. So, okay, it doesn't come up under bundles, but I know that somewhere on here there is a list of the bundles that exist. So you might want to peruse those. Certain ones, like the emotional, that is not in any bundle because that is a very important one that should be done first. And, you know that that's a major one, so that should be done by itself anyway. But some of the bundles are very good to have. So I just can't find it right now, but I know it's on here, probably listed on the left-hand side of the website. Okay. Well, okay, so Ron, let's talk about some of these healings, some that we don't talk about every now and then. You talk about the self-empowerment healings. Those are fantastic. It goes through so many different issues that a person could be experiencing, all the different emotional or mental aspects that could be holding the person back. So the self-empowerment healing is a really good one. How about, let's see, the alien mind control. Okay, this is eliminating alien attacks, shapeshifters, and alien parasites. Would you say, Ron, that this is still a good one to have or do?
Yeah, everybody honestly needs that clearing, even though you may think you don't. It's a very important one. And that clearing I put up because people would come to me at the different events that I would go to and talk to me about alien abductions and stuff, and that's why I put it up on the website. So... I know I have people probably for, since I put it up, that get it every month just to keep their sanity and to keep these things off of them. But, that's a very important clearing. And the other one, you mentioned the self-empowerment. The next one to do with that would be the psychic billboard. So that's how you're able to use light to manifest your desires. Probably more like your wants and desires, whether you need it or not is something else. But the fact that you are wanting something means that you need to have that experience, whatever that is, good or bad. So the whole thing is the psychic billboard is a very
unique clearing. People love it, and it's $20 a month. So back to you.
Well, this is fascinating. So actually, I'm reading right now the description on the page of the Alien Attack page. And by the way, I have done this one many times, so it's incredibly effective. And again, it has so many aspects. So I believe you get it for a month, and there's a lot to go through. So open multiple windows and really get rid of anything that you think might be an issue. Okay. But it's really fascinating when you read this page, because it goes over the near-death experience. And it does say, you know, a lot of people come back, they think that they saw this amazingly heavenly white light, which is actually a alien created, probably holographic experience or whatever, but it makes the person feel like, wow, I had this amazing experience, I need to tell everybody about it. And it really just strengthens other people's belief in the system of human enslavement that they are already in, that they're like okay with it all of a sudden. And let's see, it goes on to say that the person might also come back and be completely, I'll say, healed of some of the issues that they previously had before their near-death experience. And again, that is, the dark side knows exactly what's wrong with you because they created it in the first place, and they are able to take that away from you so that it appears as if you had this divine experience, and it causes other people to further believe, you know, basically in the system of darkness that we're, or have been in the past, previously entrapped in. So it's very interesting, because I've talked to people who have had these types of experiences, And I see them, you know, talk it out and go through that. But now knowing what I know from Creation Lightship, it's like, oh, that isn't, I mean, it looks really cool, but it's not exactly what you're thinking it is or how you've interpreted it. And it's kind of unfortunate. So stay on the new earth. It's going to be a way better party, I guarantee it. Right, Ron?
Yep, that's right. Okay. Like it's about that time. So we'll do the mind of heart drop here, everybody. So naturally what you want to do is say out loud, I now command my spirit to take the thoughts in my head, drop them into my heart, and make me real. Counting from 10 to 1 backwards 3 times to facilitate this. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. Great. Okay, everybody. Blessings. Thank you, Michelle. Thank you, listeners. And thank you, ladies behind the scenes. It's always ladies helping me out. And thank you for all of your assistance. So, bye, everyone. Have a good evening and stay peaceful.